Hi, I'm Terry Davis from Popejoy Hall, and I'm talking today with Matt West, the original choreographer for Disney's Beauty and the Beast, for the Broadway production, of course, and also for the touring production coming to Popejoy Hall on July 9th. Matt, what I want to talk to you about is your contributions to translating this story from screen to stage. Now, how do you... I'm just kind of baffled. I mean, how do you take a number like Gaston and put that on stage? The number Gaston, I mean, LeFou gets bounced all over the screen. You know, Gaston picks up a bench with three women on it. You're not going to do that on stage, right?
No, but I thought of it. I mean, I watched that film and I thought, okay, he picks these three girls up on the bench. And we certainly discussed all of that. But this was my first big, big show. So when we went out of town with Beauty and the Beast, we went to Houston, Texas for our out-of-town tryout. And, you know, if that won't kill you, nothing will. And I actually went through, I think, at one time somebody told me I held the record, but I think I went through 17 versions of Gaston.
Wow.
Re-choreographing it, rethinking it, you know, because it just wasn't right. When you look at it and you realize here's a man who sings a song about doing everything better than everybody else, even spitting better than everybody else, and then the dance starts. And we had a great actor playing Gaston, but, you know, you hire an actor who can sing well and looks beautiful, and the dancing was last on the list for him. So then the dancing starts, and all the boys are out dancing him.
Right.
Once I saw that up on its feet, I sweat through my underwear, first of all. And I started rethinking it, and then I had him not dance, and that wasn't right. And finally, I was having some coffee with my assistant, and I said, well, let's try another one. Here's to us. And we clinked our coffee mugs, and I thought, oh my gosh, a clinking mug number. So we hit on this pewter mug number that they clink, and it's all Busby Berkeley kind of very intricate clinking number in a line. But we really didn't choreograph that number till we came to New York. And during the 6 weeks off before we started rehearsals again in New York, we orchestrated it, and it almost killed me. With this new tour, because it's been 17 years, in 17 years I had another thought. So what I did was I expanded it. I put the entire cast into the number. And so it's bigger than it ever has been. And, of course, in reteaching it and rethinking it, I made it even more intricate and even more difficult. And it's really the number I had in my mind all along. That's what I got to do this time around. Somebody said, well, you're going to do what you did before? And I thought, well, how boring would that be for me? I've grown as an artist. To have the opportunity to come back to it and address your work after all the companies in all the languages and looking at it all those years and going, you know, if I had the chance.
I was watching that number in the movie thinking that all you did was pick up all that clinking of the mugs and then you translated that to the stage and wow, wasn't that genius?
Yeah. I wasn't smart enough.
But no,
your
genius took 17 takes.
It took me 17 takes, yeah.
It looks right because it looks so obviously like a great translation now.
Yeah, I thank you. I think so too.
Matt West, thank you for the conversation and explaining your contributions to Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
No worries. Nice chatting with you.
We look forward to the production. Thank you very much.